Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Awesome Today. I made alternating fist-punching actions as I said that. I am me, and here is Meg, the person that you're here to listen to. Hello, Meg. How are you?
Hello. I am great.
Great?
Yes.
Or great?
Both. How are you?
I'm pretty good. As we record, it's Cinco de Mayo, and we had some nasty tacos that were delicious.
Nasty good.
Yeah. What were they?
Breakfast tacos.
But what kind?
Chorizo.
Chorizo.
Yeah. With potato.
With potato. With egg.
Yeah.
Little cheese. Little homemade pico de gallo.
Yes. Excellent all around.
They were really good. That was good chorizo. There's some chorizo that's like, it's almost in like a saran wrap tube and it's mainly grease.
Yeah.
Now, it's tasty too, but you got to use a lot more potatoes to soak that up.
Right.
But this was like made in store because that's what Publix do.
Yeah.
It was sausage.
It was. It was good.
Which is different than a grease tube. It was sausage.
That's right.
And it was good. And yes, there were potatoes and eggs and things. I even added a stick of butter because it wasn't fatty enough
for everything. Oh, my goodness.
What recipe isn't better by adding a stick of butter?
Truly, I think it's the answer to all of life's problems.
I think even a hot dog with a stick of butter in there might be okay. I don't know.
Okay.
When you were a kid, did you ever accidentally eat butter like it was ice cream, but then you were ashamed, but you were prideful, so you just kept eating it? Like, what? I like this.
No, that's okay.
Me neither.
That's not an
me neither. Okay.
Not an experience I personally had, but it would be totally fine if another person were to have that experience.
Yeah. One of you guys listening, it wasn't me.
Dead air.
We did it.
Good.
We won again.
Good. I'm waiting for you to lead the path forward.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought we had notes or something.
We have no notes, but we have lots of stories.
Okay. Well, here's a story. It does not involve a man named Brady.
Nor a man named Jed.
No, thank you for stealing my thunder.
Oh, Lord.
Nor is it about a man named Jed, who was a poor mountaineer that barely kept his family fed. Now, here's a story. What last week at this exact time, we were residents of Tallahassee, and that is no longer true.
Truly.
We are now residents of the Treasure Coast.
Of Florida.
Where else is there a Treasure Coast?
There's probably other places. I just want to be specific. We have not left the country.
Have you ever heard of a treasure trail?
Yes, I've heard of a treasure trail.
Okay, I was just curious. Let's move ahead.
Oh, my.
Little brown sugar, as okay. they say.
All right.
Leading the path.
Let's keep going.
I don't know. Wow. Look, talk about, like, what was impactful to you? It was a, six-hour drive?
5.5 for you because you traveled alone.
That's true. I didn't have to make multi-P stops.
There was many stops for my
How long was vehicle. Your trip?
It was probably 6 hours.
Okay. So when I first said the thing, it was pretty accurate.
No, wait. On the way down, it was, I don't know, probably 5.5.
Okay.
What's 30 minutes between friends? You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on the friend. You know what I mean?
I feel like there's so many stories from the past week. I feel like we have lived
multiple
lives.
You were like, hey, take the lead. Here's dead air. And so I asked you a question, and I have more questions.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's do it that way. Okay. You can interview me.
So you had, let's call it a 6-hour trip.
Okay.
What, as you drove, was there anything that stuck out to you visually? Because you crossed both horizontally and diagonally from Tallahassee towards the eastern seaboard.
Yeah.
Was there anything visually that stuck out to you?
Okay, yes. Multiple things, if I may.
Well, I would. Yes, you may. I asked you.
When you drive out of Tallahassee, you're driving
through... The first thing you do is you have to get through the bums.
No.
That's not true.
You drive through a forest. It's forest on all sides of the interstate.
Okay. Yes, it is. Tall trees.
Yes. And it's beautiful and lovely. And even AJ noticed, wow, this is really pretty. Well, you leave.
And you say even AJ because she's a super skeptical cynic about most things in life.
Where'd she get it from?
You.
Okay. So.
I love everything.
You leave I-10 and you start heading south, and a couple of things are noticed. First of all, there's billboards for the Ron John Surf Shop everywhere.
There are. It's a veritable. It is a proper metric shit ton of Ron John's billboards. Did you see the one? And I only saw one that was split in half.
Yes.
Half of it on each side of the road.
Yes.
Oh, Ron John felt like he was real clever there. You jackass.
They scored so big with those that split billboard.
I hope that one cost them so much they almost went bankrupt. It's stupid.
I will tell you, we saw a surprising number of cattle.
Yeah.
You don't think about Florida as a big agriculture place.
Well, I don't.
Country.
You don't, but maybe other people do.
There was a surprising number of cattle grazing in fields. I'm worried about the cattle and the alligators.
I think they've struck a truce.
I hope, because there were not just a few cattle grazing next to ponds.
Yeah.
And as we've been told multiple times in Florida, you should always assume if you see a body of water.
There is.
You assume there's an alligator in it, and it freaked me out for the cattle.
Can I throw in a whole story?
Please.
Okay. Eons ago, it feels like now. I was really interested in the concept of snorkeling / scuba diving off of a kayak.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was through YouTube searches and things. And that is a whole thing, by the way.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to do because I did research it and like, no, don't want to do that. But that led me to a YouTube channel called Deer Meat for Dinner, like deer the animal,
yeah.
Not like deer meat, but deer meat, the animal, deer meat for dinner. Rob, I believe is the guy's name who is the channel owner, creator,
right.
Content creator. But it ain't so much about deer meat anymore. He hung on to the name.
Yeah.
He's a native Floridian. He's done all kinds of wild and fascinating underwater filming things for other companies. Now he just is his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Damn it. I just went blank. What the hell was I talking about? So just I don't watch him religiously. It's like I get fed up with him in a hurry. He's too happy. I don't like people that are too happy all the time.
I don't know.
It's a fake happy.
That explains a lot.
It's a fake happy. All right. Damn it. It's a fake happy. Mm-hmm. And I get burned out with that. It's No, I'm not going to say that. I'll piss off too many people. Let's skip that part.
Okay.
And so I'll go check in with him about once every 3 or 4 months and on high speed watch 40 minutes, an hour and a half, maybe, before I'm just like, all right, I'm good with that for a while. Mm. But here very recently, he had a video where he'd gone, because many of his videos are centered around long-time listener, first-time caller, who's like, hey, bud, what about this? And he went and visited a place. It was a Florida ranch thing, and their watering hole,
yeah,
their pond on property was drying up. They'd been in a bit of a drought, and they were having, it's calving season in the spring.
Okay.
Cows are having babies.
Yeah.
And as they went to the water hole, there were several gators that made their way there because of the drought.
Right.
And they were eating the cows, and the cows cost quite a bit of money.
Yes.
And so there's this episode.
Happen.
Yeah, there's a whole episode on that, and it was like, yeah, kill the gator.
Okay. Just so we're clear, there has not been a truce struck between gators and cows.
That's true. That's true. And by the way, if anybody's super hyper concerned in this moment, know that when you are there's and I'm probably going to misquote this, to hunt gators, period, like any other animal, there's a season and or you have to have tags,
okay,
to be allowed to do some form of that.
Okay.
It's the governmental intervention to preserve all of that. If you are again, I'm probably misquoting this, but I feel like it was like a homesteader tag or something like that. Effectively meaning if you had property and you had gators that were a nuisance on the property to the other things that you were doing, that you could gain outside of what normal resources might be, you could gain the ability to take care of your property. It's not like you're out there freaking whaling to get ivory to sell to the, it's not like an exploitative thing.
Okay.
It's a survival. It's that kind of thing.
Yes. To return to your original question, things I saw,
You saw a gator riding a cow?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a hell of a sight.
I saw lily pads on ponds. And
biggins?
Big ones for the first time in a long
time. I said biguns.
Biggins. I don't think I've seen lily pads since we lived in San Marcos.
That's true, which was on a natural, the Aquarina Spring.
That's right, yes. I saw many, many, many bugs lose their lives to my windshield.
Oh,
so
right.
Many bugs. So oof. Many bugs.
Both of us washed our vehicles today, and both of us were stymied by the stickiness of,
yes,
of bug guts.
Yeah. What'd you see on the way down?
So I left, an hour and a half or so before you?
Yeah.
Which was before sunrise. And I think I'd been on the road a solid hour 15 plus before sunrise began. So I'd begun to make my way out of the taller trees. And I was heading east-southeast, if you will. That had to have been, and I even texted you, and I tried to take a picture. It's a pathetic picture.
Don't
share it.
Pictures while you're driving.
I know. It was dangerous. I was like, that did the jiggly driving thing. I tried to take a picture. It was, I think, the best looking sunrise I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The colors, as it peeked through the trees and the things. And
I love that.
It was very, very powerful.
Yes. Yeah.
And then what I noticed really profoundly is when we went through Yeehaw Junction.
Yeehaw Junction.
And that's literally a thing, that the land definitively became more flat, the trees shorter, and a higher prolific presence of palm trees.
Yes.
And I loved that.
Indeed. Indeed. We had made it to the coast.
The tropics.
Yeah, truly.
What else? Anything else? Or are you just going to ride on my coattails on that?
Well, I would say that our trip down was, all things considered, very uneventful. We both had vehicles loaded down with stuff. Mm-hmm. Mine was loaded with people and animals.
You were loaded with people and animals. I was loaded with durable goods.
Yes. I don't know about you, and I certainly wouldn't speak for our children, but as soon as we pulled into town, I was like, oh yeah, I love this place.
Yep. Yep. So I was running out of gas.
Okay.
And had
not
this,
metaphorically, no, like not literally,
like my Jeep was like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Please help me. And I had to stop at a gas station. I didn't even know in that moment that I was in the western edge of the city.
Okay.
That we now reside in. And we're not sharing that because if you want to stalk us, you got to work harder than that. You got to put forth some effort.
Okay.
We said Treasure Coast. We said some things. We'll say undoubtedly other things. You can put it together. If you post it in the Facebook group, I'll delete you.
Oh, the person?
The person.
I thought you were going to say delete the post.
No. You'll be evicted from the group. If you figure it out, that's your own private pleasure.
If that's how you get your yayas.
Exactly. If not, go buy a Kia, as they say. Yeah. So I didn't know. It was in that moment. And it was in that moment, because I stopped to refuel, that I also had to remap and do some things. I was like, well, holy hell, I'm in the place already. Yeah. I didn't even know. I knew I was close. And then I was partially distracted because with my arrival, I was trying to time out a previously announced event of a realtor who was supposed to meet me at the place that we're living to give us keys. Why that was necessary, I don't know. We could have done a myriad of other things, but it was fine. And I met her, and she's a delightful enough person. I feel like she's a very much INTJ who is doing client service things that she didn't really want to do, but just like, well, I guess this is what normal people do.
Is that how ITJs think?
That's how we think. That is how we think. I don't like this, but this is what they told me we're supposed to do. So, okay, you jackasses, let's go.
Yeah.
She handled it respectably well.
Good.
And so I was like, all right, nod and a bow and a salute and things and get the hell out of here. I didn't want you here. You didn't want to be here. You did your job. I did mine. Let's go on about our merry ways.
Hey, I'm curious, before we move forward with the story.
Yeah.
When you stopped for gas, did you stop at a Wawa?
I didn't. You know, my vision's not great.
Okay.
My vision's not great. I wanted to stop at a Wawa, but I couldn't read shit and I could just barely stay on the road and follow the maps and listen to Hey Siri, tell me where to go.
Okay.
I stopped at a Shell. Ashamedly, I stopped at a Shell.
They have Wawas.
I've not seen one yet. I want.
There's a Wawa in this town.
Oh, well, I don't have any doubts about this. I just haven't seen them.
I have not been.
Oh, so you're Wawa shaming me and you yourself.
No, I'm Wawa curious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been. You haven't been.
I like that. Wawa curious. Yes. Way to make it sound dirty.
So yes, we got here all safe and sound and unloaded. And before I even arrived here, you'd already hit up the Publix.
Well, that's the thing. No, actually, had I?
Yes.
No. Maybe. Here's what I know.
Pretty sure you did.
Here's what I know I did. And then we'll talk about what I'm not sure that I did or didn't do.
Okay.
What I know that I did is I went to a Sam's Club warehouse, not a sponsor, and rightfully so because it sucked ass. And then I went to the Walmart adjacent to it. They had a whole campus. It was the Walton campus.
I guess you probably did not go to Publix then because you did go to Walmart.
Right. I went there first, and I was trying to secure a few primary items. Only, let's say, 52% of which I was successful with at Sam's. Then I went to Walmart, and that Walmart was really aggressively disheveled.
That's a good way to describe it.
I was already past my prime public interaction points.
You were also aggressively disheveled.
I wasn't disheveled. I was aggressive. There's no question about that. And I went into the Walmart, and I just got overwhelmed, and I needed a safety cave.
Yeah.
So I left there. I did make one more stop at the miraculous ABC Liquor of Florida to get a bottle of booze, and they have cigars there. and I got a couple of cigars for us. It took a day or more for us to get to those. In fact, it took several days for us to get to those. But that was the original push. I can't remember properly if I hit Publix after that as well. What I did discover, which I do love, is that from our current residence proper, we have a Publix that is 0.3 miles away, and then a second Publix that is 0.4 miles away.
They like to stack them up on us.
There's another one that's 3.3 miles away if you're really committed to the drive. I've not been to that one. I would guess it's down near the Walton property.
Okay.
The Walton compound of Sam's and Walmart.
Yeah.
All of that. Now, shortly, so I did some things to get some basics in line because we didn't move everything. We moved what we could fit in vehicles.
Yeah.
And then we were like, hey, garlic powder is available everywhere.
Yes.
But we knew we needed garlic powder.
Yes.
Things like that. So I secured a few things. You guys got here. We survived a few days. But then...
Wait. May I? Because I feel like you're missing an important
moment. What did I miss?
The very first night, we finished dinner and we loaded up and drove over to the beach.
Yes, for?
For sunset.
Sunset.
Now, we're on the East Coast.
Yeah,
so the sunset is not...
It burned our butt cheeks.
The sun's not dipping into the water, but... So it's setting behind us, but what it does do is paint the sky and clouds some spectacular colors.
Yes, but well, it highlights clouds.
Yeah.
And it makes the crashing waves of the surf also have a really fascinating light.
Yeah.
To them. I captured some fantastic pictures and videos that now litter the wallpaper of my phone and laptop.
I think you put some in the group, didn't you?
I can't remember if I did or not.
I feel like you did.
Sometimes I black out and I don't remember what I did.
Yeah, true.
Mainly because it's scary to be publicly visible.
Okay. Wednesday, I returned to the beach during the day. You were working.
Yeah.
I took the boys over. AJ was working on school stuff. Mm-hmm.
And you created a whole new color. It was called Lobster Back.
Lobster Back sounds like a slur. I don't think it is.
No, it's a band that never got popular.
I am what some people might refer to as
Irish.
An idiot.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
No one in my family will accept this, but the choice, I may not be an idiot, but I did make an idiotic choice.
Well, you were effing around and you found out.
I found out real quick that there are parts of my body that though I've been swimming, certainly in the past number of years, there's parts of my body that have not seen sunshine proper in many years.
And when they did, they said... Red rum, red rum, red rum.
So I went to I took the boys to the beach. And of course, I'm not just going to sit on the beach. The waves here are legit. And
yeah, they'll knock your ass down.
They will. And then if these ding-dongs.
And then sweep you out.
Yes.
Take you to Cuba.
None of our boys know how to swim. They are starting swimming lessons this week. But, you know, I'm not just going to sit there on the beach. I had to be in the water with him, and I wanted to be. And
did you cannonball?
Wonderful.
Did you cannonball?
No.
Oh, come on.
You try cannonballing into the waves. I would like
to
see that.
I literally am a cannonball.
Okay.
Everything I do is cannonballing.
Well, I wanted to be able to watch all three of them at all times, so I turned my back to
the
vast ocean and the blazing sun, and kind of didn't even think about the fact that I had not had anyone help me slather on sunscreen all over my back. My swimsuit has a strap across the middle of the back, but kind of a circle cut out underneath that.
Yes, and if that weren't apparent ahead of time, there's a very apparent circle presently still on your back of where that opening was.
So she got a little sunburned, a little burned to the crisp on the back. And you know what, though? I keep telling everybody this, and nobody, I feel like, fully believes me because it looks so bad, but it didn't hurt.
It was a level of red that is not healthy, that's unlike things any of the rest of your family has seen. Now, you have fair skin.
That I do.
And that particular skin hasn't seen the sun in a while.
Yeah.
Basically, you were wearing an assless swimsuit, if anybody's curious.
No, that's not true.
But it was covered. It was your low back.
Yeah.
It was your low back. And you've been a onesie swimsuit person.
I have.
Had an opening.
Yeah.
In an area where you're not used.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, trust me, cooked lobsters are jealous of the red that you found. So everybody's just like, how is that not a blazing inferno of pain and death and cancer?
It really, truly didn't hurt. I'm almost more concerned that it didn't hurt. Like, what does that mean?
Well, I think it means you're a hard running, tough
SOB,
MF or SOB, all the things.
Can I take over the narrative at this point?
Go, grab that engine and go.
Because Thursday, something happened to me.
Yes, you got pregnant.
No. I've been driving a vehicle for 30 years. Mm. It'll be 31 years this summer. I had something happen that's never happened to me before. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
But let's...
You jumped the median...
Let's step back in time to before that happened. It was the day that I was scheduled to go.
It was the day the music died, as Buddy Holly prefers to sing about.
Something died. Spoiler alert.
The music did die. There was no music to be played. It literally.
Literally died. I was headed back to Tallahassee to check Daisy out of her dorm.
A literal checkout, or did you just get her in?
Oh, no.
You had to go
check out. I didn't personally have, like, okay. She had to find an RA to check out when we were on that.
Yes. Okay. Old RAs. I was one.
Yes. Yeah, so was I. Daisy was the last one left in her suite.
Not the dorm, though.
No, not the dorm.
That's a small miracle because I would have expected her to be the last one in the dorm.
There have been times she's been the last one. But she was the last one left in her suite. And so there was a lot that had to be done in terms of throwing out trash and like doing things like taking down the shower curtain and hey, your daughter undid she uninstalled the shower head that they had put in.
The dorm shower
head. Yeah, dorm shower head. She did that herself and reinstalled the one that was supposed to be there. That's pretty impressive.
Wait, that was a really confusing story.
So, okay, let me, I guess, for context. When they moved into that suite in August.
They had a shitty-ass shower dorm shower head.
Yes. And so one of them, I can't remember who, bought a handheld with a water filter built-in shower head.
Yeah.
They installed
it. So you can wash your crevices.
It was actually Daisy's roommate, who she only had for one semester, because in January, that roommate moved to London to do school.
Or...
semester abroad.
So engage in the dark trades. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure it was just a semester abroad.
We'll see.
So that girl was gone, and Daisy was like, "Mom, how do I take this shower head out?" And I was like, "Are you asking me?"
Right.
Anyway, she figured it out.
I would guess YouTube was involved, and praise the lords of YouTube for that.
So we get to Tallahassee. Oh, first, I do need to note. I cannot emphasize to you strongly enough this truth.
Well, you might be able to try.
The drive down from Tallahassee down to the coast easy breezy beautiful cover girl. Like,
okay,
it wouldn't have taken so long if I didn't have kids and dogs with me, but it was a totally fine drive. The drive upward from the coast to Tallahassee was like driving through molasses in January.
Do you think possibly that, one, you forgot to turn off your notifications. Do you think possibly that the traffic you were enduring was all of the Southeastern universities that were letting out and people that were driving back to their homeland?
Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I hadn't thought of that. I thought maybe, because it was the first week of May, that the last of the snowbirds who who have driven to South Florida for the winter, maybe it was the last of them getting out of town.
That's a possibility.
Whatever the cause, whatever the reason, it, you know, I do not like to drive in traffic. And there were times on the actual interstate and turnpike that we were at a standstill.
Ooh, that makes me want to punch and knee people.
Yes.
A violent knee.
So I was pretty nonplussed about that.
Yes.
Anyway, we finally got to Tallahassee. We get to the dorm, and Daisy has done, she's
done jank shit.
No. She's ready to go. She's got trash that's bagged and ready to be taken down. She's got her stuff divided into what needs to go into storage and what needs to go home. And so we load up the Suburban with all of the stuff to go to our storage unit in Tallahassee. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing this. I'm going to take this to the storage unit. You girls finish, because I had AJ and Nico with me.
Mm-hmm. Nico's a girl.
Yes, exactly. I said, y'all throw the trash out and then get one of those big carts that they have for move in, load it up. And when I get back, we'll load it and we'll be ready to go. So I did. I went over to storage, did all of that, came back, get Daisy, get the cart, unload all of that. Listen, side note. She's an accumulator. She brought home so much stuff that she will not need this summer, that easily could have. I don't know why I'm whispering.
Well, mainly because there's other rooms adjacent to where we're recording, and you feel self-conscious about saying, that was some bullshit.
There's so much stuff that she could have put in storage. Anyway, we get it loaded. AJ, Nico, and I are sitting in the Suburban in the parking lot at Sally Hall. She has to go back and, as I said, check out with an RA.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there. Mind you, I've, you know, driven the Suburban quite a bit, and it's hot, and we've been running the AC. So she texts that she's just about ready. And so I put the Suburban into reverse to back out of my parking space to go pick her up. And she dies. Big girl.
That's a bad feel.
It was the worst feeling. I have never experienced a car dying when you're actively driving it.
Yeah.
So I freaked out.
I have.
I'd like to say, I'm sure you have.
Just as you talk about it, my innards are churning and
remembering
all my memories. Yes, I've experienced this.
I would like to think. And prior to that moment, I would have thought I was at a level of spiritual enlightenment that I could be like, well, my goodness, I do wonder what's going on with this.
But you were like, all the curses?
I didn't even curse.
In your mind?
No. Okay. I was so panicked, I couldn't even grasp the English language enough to curse.
So you cursed in the language of the Nephilim.
Yes, it was ancient and it was biblical.
Okay.
I freaked out. I did not know what to do, what was going on, what. So I promptly called you so you could panic with me.
So I could act like I was super smooth.
Yes.
But inside I was like, I need more pants. These are full of shit. I don't like being a distance away from you to try to defend you and not being able to be there and defend and protect. I think, honestly, I panicked more than you did.
It's possible. It's a very helpless feeling when someone you love needs help and you are, there's just no way that you can help them.
Now there's two versions of that. One is when you can't help because you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. The other is when you know things to do, but you can't do them because you are too distant. And that's where I was.
Yes. So.
But you freaking grabbed it by the ear.
Well, I had
and rammed your knee into the face of it. It was visceral. You MMA'd it.
I had no choice.
Well, you did.
So here,
you could have just been like, "Hey, help!" And I would have gotten in the Jeep and loaded up the two brothers that were here with me. I would have driven all the way back. Yes, I would have.
I know you would have. I know you would have. But I would never. No. I was panicked, but I did not let myself have a breakdown. I was like, my car's broken down. I can't break down. I did cry a little bit, but I mean, left to my own devices, I could have just been like sobbing in the floorboard.
Yes. And in prior versions of your life, you have.
Yes. So, step one.
Instead, you were like, hang on. I think there's some big girl panties. Yeah. Somewhere in the back of the Suburban.
Yes.
And you found them.
I am not a Gryffindor by house. I am a Ravenclaw, but I summoned every Gryffindor energy.
Did is you found Slytherin men's underpants and you pulled them on one leg at a time and then you went into ass-kicking mode.
So we've talked many times.
Feel free to just gloss over.
Well, I know. I liked it. And I'm letting the people enjoy the
Are you?
Moment. Yes.
Are you? You didn't enjoy it.
I did.
I'm a failure and no. I'm going to go weep in the corner.
No. We've talked many times about how we have these car jumper kits.
Yeah.
Well.
I bought them.
You did buy them.
I only say that because I bought them.
We need to have a follow-up conversation on that. I did get it out, and I was like, what do I do? You were like, you're going to have to read the instructions. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Read the instructions.
I kept the instructions. I can go read mine if you want. I don't know how the hell to use them.
So I was like, okay, I can do this. So I popped the hood. First of all, it took me a hot minute, and I was literally hot.
To figure out how to pop the hood.
Yes.
Yeah. There's nothing to be ashamed of about that.
I did have to watch a YouTube video. Yeah,
That's fine. Listen, so few of us in this modern day and age ever need to pop the hood. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you for saying that, because that was one of the more embarrassing parts of the story.
No, not at all. You brush that aside. It's nothing more than beach sand on your ankles.
Okay. Well, then continue to extend that grace, because the next thing that happened after I popped the hood was I had to call you back to FaceTime and be like, What's the battery?
What is the battery?
Is this
engine block a battery?
I literally started at the driver's side of the car. I was like, okay, look at everything. Tell me to stop. Let's play hot and cold.
And as an aid to anybody who might experience this, the battery area is going to have something red and something black.
Yes.
The red will be the big identifier.
Yes.
But it should be very near something black, and there should be a big rectangular cuboidal thing that is the battery.
Yes. Yes. Thankfully, via FaceTime, you helped me identify which was the battery. Now,
here's a tip.
Okay.
When you're FaceTiming somebody who knows this, don't hold the camera so closely that they're like, is that a pubic hair? I can't even tell what you're looking at. Back the camera up. That was part of the conversation.
Yes, it was. Here's a little tidbit about me. I, myself, am terrified of electricity.
Yes, you are.
I'm so scared of electricity. Ever since I was a little kid, I've been terrified of electrocuting myself. Also, I'm scared of lightning.
That's because your Uncle Zeke electrocuted himself.
Probably in a past life, I electrocuted myself. Like, the fear that I have of electrocuting myself it's beyond visceral.
Here's why growing up country matters. I grabbed an electric fence once. It hurt like a son of a bitch, but I didn't die. So I got over the fear. I don't like it, and I'm cautious, but I got over the fear.
Well, between you telling me what to do on the phone and me reading the instructions on the battery kit, I figured out how to hook it up. And that took some time. That battery was so dead. Yes. But at one point I did the little boost thing. I got enough charge to start it. I was like, okay, we're good. And I was like, okay, I have to take the charger off. And you're like, okay, now here's what you're going to do. You're going to take the clips off. You're going to take the black one off with one hand and the red off with the other, but don't let them touch anything. And I was like, what?
You kind of lost your mind.
That was the biggest point of panic for me, because where the black one was like kind of under one of the, what's it called? The things that hold up the hood. You know what I mean? The hood holder upper.
Hinges?
Yeah.
The hood holder upper.
Yeah.
I like that better.
It was so far back there that I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to get it. This is like playing Operation, except I could literally die.
It is but you can't literally die unless you already have a heart condition.
Okay.
You can't literally die. You can shock the shit out of yourself.
Okay. I thought I was going to die. I was so scared in that moment the first time that was the first time, because this story goes on and on.
It does.
That was the first time I took the clips off the battery. I literally was standing there and I thought, this is it. This is literally how I'm going to die. My whole life, I've been afraid of electricity. It's all been leading to this moment. In front of my children, I'm going to die.
Tombstone said, Meg failed a car battery test.
I haven't told you this. What I did do is I reached out into the heavens and I asked your dad and my grandpa Babcock, who was an airline mechanic.
Both of whom said, just like, just do it like this. You can do it.
I said,
they were leaning forward out of their rest in the afterlife.
Yes. I knew not to ask my mom. She wasn't going to be a bit of help.
No, no.
But
she's like, I'm busy watching soaps.
Yeah. Your dad, my grandpa, was like, please help me not kill myself on this battery.
And they did.
They did help me. I obviously lived to tell the tale. I tried to jump that battery five more times with that battery.
You didn't
kit.
Even tell me that.
Yeah. And it was at that point that I was like, well, this isn't going to work. So I start Googling roadside battery jump services.
Was that your exact
something along thing? Those lines?
Because that's valuable, because when you're in a panicked state, which you were, and there's no shame in that.
Because I didn't mention I was hot and we were exhausted and I was terrified.
Yeah. The most stupid of search terms that still work, that's valid. And so you nail down, was it that? Was because somebody listening may or may not experience this, and you could change someone's life by an accurate telling of the story.
That is what I Googled, essentially. I saw that FSU has basically roadside assistance for
there's an air show going on. You may or may not be able to hear the Blue Angels, who are affiliated with the Navy, and they're delightful. They've done some crazy shit all above our neighborhood here.
Yeah,
and they just flew by.
We've had a private air show.
Again, we have. It's been amazing.
So anyway, campus roadside assistance, and it went through to a third-party contractor.
Yeah.
So I go through the whole thing. Here's how much the battery is going to be for a battery and install. And I was like, I don't care what the price is. I'm just, please.
I'll give you my left kidney.
Yes, I'll give you one of these kids I got running around.
I said kidney. You just offered a child.
I said a kid.
Ow.
So I get a text confirmation. Shane will be there in 7 minutes. Shane rolls up. Shane is.
Let me pause you.
The hero of the day.
Let me pause you.
Okay.
How many Shanes have you known in your life?
Probably three.
Okay. Of them, and of the, of the three, how would you rank them in terms of dependability, goodness?
Well, there's one that we both know from a past organization.
That one's mine. You don't get to pick him.
Well, I'm just saying, I would trust him with just about anything. Now, the other Shanes that I've known have been on the lower end of the reliability.
I've only known one Shane.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
That I knew in my life. And I would absolutely trust him. And so this is the second Shane.
Yeah.
I only know him adjacently and through you. And he, too, followed through and was trustworthy. And I just offer that because if your name, listener, dear listener, if your name is Shane, or if you have a Shane in your life, maybe they're an ass kicker. I don't know.
I'm ready to name. We won't be having any more children, but I'll name my next pet or somebody.
I had my cervix removed.
I would name a child after Shane. Shane is the hero of this story.
Shane is Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, like, Sean definitely is. I don't like know. Shane feels like it could be Irish.
I feel like it must be.
I'm not
interested. If somebody wants to offer a counterpoint to that, you post that in somebody else's Facebook group.
Good. Yes. Shane had called me on his way, but it was when you were texting me. And when you were texting me, I was getting those text sound alerts, and I couldn't fully understand what Shane said. What he was trying to communicate to me was that he didn't have any batteries in stock for a 2015 Suburban, but that he would come and try to give me a jump start and figure out what was going on anyway.
Yes.
I thought that he just said like one brand, that he didn't have any of those, but he did have the other brand. Anyway, it was a little confusing.
Yeah. And in that moment, you were very easily confusable because it was a frantic moment.
So Shane rolls up. He is calm, cool, and collected. He goes to the battery and he is
booming some Coolio on the radio.
No, there was no any distraction of
he
that.
He doesn't have a big sound system?
Not in the campus roadside assistance car, he doesn't.
Okay.
So he comes up with his jump kit, and I tell him, he's like, has anyone looked at this? And I'm like, no, I've been stuck here, and those types of things. And he asks, I told him, well, I have this little jump kit, and I tried to jump it with that. He's like, can you show it to me? So he's looking at it, he goes, well, basically, first of all, the battery that I had in my vehicle was it was putting out 4 volts. And he showed me the numbers of what I would need to jumpstart a battery for a Suburban. And that little kit was never going to do it.
Well, incorrect, because you did get it started.
Well, I got it started, but as soon as I put it in gear, it died again.
Yeah, but that's different. So this is where I would say, Shane, thank you, but no. In fact, that jump kit absolutely worked. The problem was your battery,
yeah,
as they say in the biz, was knackered.
It was dead as a doornail.
Your battery was trash.
Yes.
But that jump kit absolutely jump-started your vehicle.
That's true.
So this is an instance where, Shane, I trust you. But Shane, you don't know everything.
Shane rescued me out of this situation.
He did, at no small cost.
Okay.
He did.
So let me just try to make this story a little. There's so many elements to it. But at this point, again, it is hot. The car is dead. The AC has not been running. So I sent
everybody got that sweaty crotch.
Yes.
That's the worst.
I sent AJ and Nico to find AC in the dorm. She's already checked out.
She hadn't even made it back yet?
Now, she knew what was going on. I had told her to stay there. AJ and Nico go,
don't come out. The zombies are here.
Well, I just need one more, you know, person in the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
With their additions and stuff.
Yeah.
So I sent AJ and Nico to find AC, and they were camping out in the air conditioning in the dorm. Ultimately, he was like, okay, I think we can drive it over to Pep Boys, which is like, we won't even have to go on the main streets.
They're like battery traffickers.
He was like, we don't have to drive on the main streets. We can drive on these back roads through campus and get there. It's right up here. And he's like, why don't you follow me? So again, I try to put it in gear. He jumps it again with his jump kit. Mm-hmm. I've tried putting it in gear. It dies again. He's like, do you feel comfortable driving with the jump kit on and the hood up? I didn't tell you this.
And the hood up?
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
Jesus.
So that's what he did. He put the jump kit back on. This is all because we had to go to Pep Boys, where they did have a battery.
How did you see with the hookup?
Let me tell the story.
I'm only just now hearing this, and I want to kill him and only just slightly not kill you for agreeing to this.
What was I going to do?
Say no, you jackass. Go get a battery. I'll be right here. That's what you do. What? What are you talking about? You drove with the hood up? Good Lord. There is grace extended to you that you did not deserve.
So the dump kit's on there. The hood is up. I have like how many?
Yeah, like a 2.5-inch window to see through. You drunk? You weirdo? What are you talking about?
It was, to be fair, he was right. It was very classic.
Yeah, I only ran over two children getting there. That's never do that again.
So we get to the pup boys with me having the hood up and driving. They do have the battery there. By now it's 7 o'clock in the evening. Pep Boys closes at 7.
Yeah.
The shop girl is trying to like, okay, are you buying the battery? What? Because at this point, you put yourself back into the narrative. Forget about my hood being up, okay?
I can't.
Bring yourself back in.
I was still wide-eyed and just like, what?
Both you and Shane were concerned.
That it was the alternator.
Yeah, it wasn't just a dead battery. It was the alternator. So while we're inside the little lobby area of Pep Boys deliberating, and I even asked if he would feel comfortable talking to you on the phone. I didn't know what to do. While we're in there.
I did talk to him.
Yes. And his jump kit.
If I'd known that he just had you drive with the freaking hood up, I would have gotten in the Jeep with the twins and driven to Tallahassee, and I would have buried my foot so deep in his ass.
I don't want you to be angry about it. I'm
furious about this. This is not okay.
This is my new favorite core memory.
If you ever do this again, I will kick your ass. This is not okay.
It was actually, in retrospect,
not
hilarious.
Okay. Not okay. Gee.
We're standing there deliberating. Again, Pep Boys is long since closed at this point. They don't have the girl who works there does not know where the tools are for him to replace the battery that I did buy.
And how he didn't have tools as a battery replacement person is fascinating to me.
While we're talking, we go back out and look, and now the battery, having been on his jump kit for like all this whole time, now the battery is running fine at like 13 volts.
Until you put the hood down so you can see again. You have to drive to the East Coast with the hood up.
What I did have to do was drive out with the hood down, went and got the kids at Daisy's dorm, and then drove to Shane's house to... where he had did have the tools.
Because Pep Boys was closed and all the things. This is where I give credit to the Shanes of the world.
Yes.
Because he was like, I'll not take care of this.
That's right.
I just asked you to drive with your hood up for the sake of Jesus Cristo. So I will make you whole.
So yes, we drove to his house in Tallahassee. He did do the battery swap out. He was so nice.
You woke up in a bathtub full of ice, minus one kidney, but the car worked.
He put the new battery in, and she's been running fine ever since.
And she better keep doing it, or I'll drive to Tallahassee, and I'll kick every Shane I can find in the man pants.
Okay. So anyway, we ended up, as you can imagine, staying the night in Tallahassee.
Because that ran
the kids and I did
deep and late.
Nico was pumped. He was like, this is my first time to stay in a hotel.
He thrives on mayhem.
He loves it. He did not go to sleep until close to midnight. He was just so jazzed up.
And then he was up like at 5.
No, I did have to wake everybody up around 7 or 8 the next day so we could hit the road. Again, the drive down, lovely, peaceful, uneventful. Great. We got here. Oh, as we got here, we got to meet all of our neighbors, not all of our, but most of our neighbors on the street.
Well, we got to meet two households.
Yes.
Two households directly to our west. And both of us in this current moment feel like failures because we can't remember if we heard it properly, where they are originally from. They are not U.S. citizens by birth.
Yeah.
They're immigrants from some Spanish-speaking place.
I think Colombia.
It is Alejandra and Ronaldo.
Fernando.
Damn it.
Although Ronaldo is a great
They're both does at the end.
Yes.
Delightful people.
So we stood in the driveway.
And we met Mitch and Candy.
Yeah. We stood in the driveway and talked to neighbors while the jets from the air show were flying overhead. And I'll tell you what, the twins unloaded the whole Suburban.
Pretty much.
Which was amazing because Dixie had, may I say again, a lot of crap.
Veritable shit ton of things that she should not have brought.
Yes.
That are still not unpacked, that are still littering the one room that she's in. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Been driving me crazy a little.
We should have parented her better, but it's too late now.
Yeah.
So somebody else has to manage that, whoever her life partner may sometime be. That's your job.
I'm tired of storytelling at this point.
We told a lot of stories.
Yes.
Or some stories in grotesque detail.
Yes.
It's been a hell of a run, and happy Cinco de Mayo, a day late, as you guys listen.
Yep.
In the meantime, have a, I don't know how you say awesome today, would you, in Spanish, so just hear it in English. Have an awesome today, would you?
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.